When you get close to the Ballard Farmers Market, you can always tell because you can smell the deliciousness. Actually, like a block away.
That's Kathy Casey, who is a chef and recipe developer. She runs Liquid Kitchen and Kathy Casey Food Studios in Old Ballard. It's so true, isn't it? You can smell it a block away. Jeannie Yandel went out with Casey to the Ballard Farmers Market to find out what's fresh. And this week, Casey's looking for honey and stone fruit.
Probably some peaches, nectarines, apricots. Maybe there's a few cherries left still, but mostly peaches and apricots.
There are so many booths here at the market. So who do you go to for your stone fruit? Who do you go to?
You know, there's a few different people down here. I see Bill. So are these the pince peaches here? Right. So I'm looking at these cut pieces of peaches, and they have like a really shiny surface, and that means that the sugar content is going to be really, really high, and I'm excited to take a bite of this. Mmm. Nice and sweet.
So we can look at these peaches and see that they're nice and shiny on the surface, which is a good indicator that that's what you want. They're going to be nice and sweet. But if you're not able to cut open the peach while you're here, how do you pick? I mean, look at all these beautiful peaches. How do you pick?
I really love to smell them to see if they really have like a really fragrant aroma to them. And then also look at the peach too. So, you know, you don't want to press on it too firm, but you want to see if there's a little bit of a give to it. And it has a really nice red blush to it. You know, it's been out in the sun. It's actually been out in the sun and not picked too early. And then even if it is a little bit firm, you can always just take it home. I like to keep them in a paper bag for a couple of days just to ripen up, too. So these are beautiful. And there's also some really great honeys, too. And I love to incorporate different varietals of honey into different, like, simple syrups for beverages, too. So we're going to use some of those in our recipes as well.
Well, what are we going to make today with stone fruit and honey?
We're going to do an herb-infused honey syrup, and then we're also going to do a fruit puree with the peaches. And we're going to make a real cool, like, sparkling cocktail with that, which you can do non-alcoholic, or you could add a little bit of liquor into also. I had bees for a long time here in Ballard at my place, and our honey was so dark. It's because we had a lot of, like, fennel, and we had figs, and there's a lot of blackberries around here, so it was very, very dark. And just a block away, another friend had hives, and their honey was very, very light. So it really depends upon what the bees are enjoying around you. Okay, let's taste the lavender. That's really delicious. I think that lavender honey would be really perfect for with our peach puree and sparkling water and a little bit of citrus that we're going to do for our beverage. So that's awesome. Okay, good. So lavender honey. Excellent. Thank you.
Okay, so now we have to go find some herbs. But before I turn the microphone on, you were telling me how you saw the Ballard Sunday Market come here to Ballard Avenue in the first place and how you've seen it change over time. Why is that?
Right. I mean, years ago, there was a market at Fremont, and there was a few of us Ballard merchants here early on, very early on, and we were like, hey, let's invite the Fremont Market to come to Ballard. And so sitting around the table at my food studio's Liquid Kitchen here in Ballard, we made the decision then to invite the Fremont Market here, and it became the Ballard Farmers Market. It's so great to see it grow. I mean, it was only like maybe like one block long when it started. I mean, it's a few blocks now, and it's just packed, and it's so exciting. And it's also great that it's a year-round market, so you can enjoy coming here for a Sunday any time of the year.
Kathy Casey, running Kathy Casey Food Studios and Liquid Kitchen in Old Ballard. She was talking with Jeannie Yandel. We're going to have recipes for that peach and honey drink that Casey talked about on the website later this afternoon. You'll find it at KUOW.org.